Join us now on the Carroll Live Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Andrew Smith of the Santa Fe Chiefs. Santa Fe was over at the Slater Tournament this week. Tough week for the Chiefs as they fell short in all three games. They lost to Slater on Monday, 68-34. Lost to Carrollton Wednesday, 64-45. And lost to Sweet Springs tonight, 50-37. Coach Smith, thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about your game on Monday. You guys, you know, kind of kept it close with a very explosive Slater team. I think you had it cut maybe to 14 in the third quarter. Talk about what your kids did well in that loss to Slater.
Our 1-3-1 zone really helped us out. We kind of turned them over, made them take some tough shots, and we got some rebounds out of it. And then Hunter Ballinger did a really good job of getting downhill in transition and finishing at the rim.
Yeah, Hunter's a really great athlete, and he's had some big games for you. He's a junior, and I think his brightest days are ahead. Wednesday, you guys played in a consolation round game against Carrollton, a tough Carrollton team. They can be pretty streaky. You guys were within five in the third. Talk about what you did well against Carrollton, and then talk about kind of where things went wrong for you.
We did a really good job containing their big man, Logan Tracy, held him to 2 points, and those were late, like a minute last quarter. He got those, and then but got out in transition a little bit, got some good looks, and then they got loose. Calvert and Cloud got loose, and they hit four threes on us in that third quarter. Just kind of killed any momentum we had.
And then tonight you guys play Sweet Springs, and, you know, two I-70 teams, two teams that are probably pretty familiar with each other. A lot of fouls in this game. You guys were within two at halftime. Who played well tonight for Santa Fe?
Drew Schmidt, he had 10 for us. Actually had a really good week. He averaged 10, which is five above what he's been averaging all year. And he did a really good job shooting the ball. Colin Kuechker did good trying to get into the lane. And Alex Edwards did pretty well driving, just got caught with a few charges kind of early on, got him into foul trouble.
Coach, you guys, you're struggling to score offensively, probably averaging around 40 points. You have a lot of new kids playing this year that don't have a ton of varsity experience, but you found yourself in some ball games in a lot of second halves this year. What's allowed you guys to be competitive in some of these games?
Just making some adjustments, trying to mix up our looks on defense, giving the opponent maybe a zone look here and there, and then a man look at another time, and just trying to get out in transition and steal some points that way.
You guys return to conference play next week. You have Lone Jack on Tuesday, which is one of your wins this year. You play Crestridge on Friday, a very good Crestridge team. They were undefeated last I knew. And then you got an improved Pilot Grove team on Thursday. So what are you hoping to gain out of this week?
This week we're looking to stay competitive and sneak a few wins out of this week. If we can go out and we can beat Lone Jack and beat Pilot Grove and hang with Crestridge and make that a close game, that'll be considered a really good week for us.
Yeah, and basketball's a long season. You played 25 games the last 4 months. You're in the midst of a losing streak right now, so obviously you're hoping to gain some confidence for the stretch run.
Yeah, absolutely. We were kind of looking at our district and some of the records, and we kind of tallied up. We figured that we could probably be either anywhere from the 3 to 6 seed going in, and trying to get us going to the 3 seed towards just to give them something to look forward to play well for, and